On Saturday, October 16th, 2021, the first annual Void Fest was held at DIY venue Sheeptown, featuring musicians, community, and art-forward apparel. I spoke with show organizer Courtney E.G. about putting it all together.
I started Null Void in 2017. When I was 19, I started a small clothing line, like a test run called Void 19, because 19 is my favorite number, and I've always been obsessed with the Void for some reason. And when I was 22 in 2017, because I was at a 9-to-5 that really didn't really align with what I wanted to do and like my values, and I was like, you know what, I need something that makes me happy. Like, I need a creative outlet that makes me happy that I can also potentially make a living off of, or in the future make a living off of. So I was like, you love t-shirts, you love design, you love both of those things, put them together, see if you can, that, like, I think subconsciously I wanted my art in the most accessible way possible, just like on t-shirts. I felt like t-shirts and posters and stickers, like under the umbrella of a brand, would be the best way to get like my art out there. Back in August 2018, I just like went full force with it and haven't stopped since. And it is the, I think probably like the best thing in my life. And it's really introduced me to a lot of amazing people, given me a lot of amazing opportunities, and just helped shape me into the person that I want to become. Just because I've been able to connect and interact with so many people. The name Null Void is just the phrase null and void, you know, you're zeroed out, nothing. I just have been obsessed with the idea of creating something out of nothing and putting things together that maybe shouldn't be together, like colors, text, pictures, images, any of that. And taking the dark and the light and putting it together to get this middle ground that is, it's everything but also nothing. That's the best way that I can describe it. Like, it's finding something in nothing and creating something out of nothing. So also, I just thought it was like that's a cool clothing line. I'd wear that. So it was a little bit of both, like a little bit like I'm obsessed with like this concept, but also I've been in marketing for so long that I was like, that's a marketable term. So that's just how it came to be.
What's the response been like now that people are seeing it is out there?
The response honestly is overwhelmingly positive. I was surprised. You know, you're surprised, I think, when you put things out there that are a little slightly off center, I guess would be the best. Like a little, like I've definitely dabbled in surrealism, absurdism, the abstract, and just kind of like being very, like it's whatever is in my brain ends up on a shirt. So to really put that part of myself out there, I was like, I might get a really weird misperception with this. Like, this is some weird stuff. So I might get like, my reception might be good and might not be good. And the amount of people that I've met and have come through and have just been like, your designs are sick, or whatever, or like, I love your shirts, or I love the quality, or, you know, it's really, you really, truly, obviously care very much about this, et cetera, et cetera. It's like 99% positive, which is just crazy to me. So it's been amazing, honestly.
And you've been able to kind of take that energy and put it into a festival that you recently put together this past weekend. What was the culmination of that like in executing all of that?
It was a lot of work. It was a lot of work, but the payoff was so good. I linked up with my friends at Sheeptown, Avery and Jesse. I started going to shows there over the summer, and my friends who I booked who initially I had booked the Void Fest with, and I had been hunting for a venue, and it was getting, you know, the selection was not great at the time. Or it was way out of our price range or way out of our, I talked to Avery and Jesse, and they were both really down with the idea of just, cause I was tabling there anyway. I bring my merch to some shows and table there. Just kind of like a standing thing. And I'm like, why don't we just do, I would love to do something here with you guys. And they're like, we would love to do something with you. And it just kind of started the ball rolling from there.
I got a chance to sit down with Sheeptown's Avery and Jesse and hear what they brought to the table for this Void Fest show and future shows in the Capital District.
Sheeptown is a DIY venue. When we moved in here, we wanted to, you know, throw shows, and the pandemic hit. So we waited till, you know, things calmed down a little. Obviously the pandemic is still happening and it's still very, very real, but we waited till a lot of people we felt were vaxxed, because it's a vaxxed only venue, it's outdoor, and masks as well. So we just waited till things were settled down a little so everyone's safe. And it's basically just, you know, we get local bands, we get touring bands,
I moved up here from Connecticut a couple years ago with the idea in mind to run like a DIY venue, because I've always loved going to basement shows and whatnot. So when we saw this place, we were like, sweet, perfect. And then like Jesse said, the world just kind of exploded. But over the summer, we decided, because we have the yard, we have a huge space here with this giant deck. So it was Jesse's idea, actually, to like do shows outside. And we took down like the railings on one side of the deck, because she said it would be weird to like watch bands.
Like they were in a cage or something. They're
like a weird wooden cage. And then we were lucky to, our friend Jay, who used to run Buddy's Basement in Albany, lent us their PA systems. We were like super lucky for that, to be able to like have something to like run sound and whatnot. Like that's the pinnacle of everything right there. But yeah, it's been really good. I think I said the first show was like in June.
Yeah.
And then we've had like consistently probably like 2 to 3 a month since then.
Mm-hmm. Courtney came to one of our shows, one of the like first shows, and she had mentioned that she had an apparel company, Null Void, and I was like, set it up, you know, bring yourself here if you want. And then it just kind of went from there, and then we collabed. It was really, Null Void, the fest, like, was really all her. Like, she put so much work in.
Like, all the bands together. All we really did was provide the space, really. Like, that was all Courtney. But, like, she had come to a show that she, like, set her stuff up at, and then at the end of it was like, hey, I want to talk to you guys about a fest, maybe? And we were like, yeah, let's do it. Like,
yeah,
we have the space, and we have, so it was, like, kind of perfect. We were like, yeah, why not just do something big all day, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, there was always, like, the threat of, like, Delta getting, you know, too big. But, like, we were keeping an eye on it. And we felt pretty safe. And everyone was really good about masks. And
We never had an issue. Like, if, like, we ended up at Void Fest the other night because of the rain. We ended up having to move stuff inside.
Which was our first inside.
Yeah, the first time we've ever had any of the music and that many people in our home. But you know, I put the sign on the door. You probably saw as you were coming in, you know, please wear your mask inside the house. There was no issues, like, unless someone pulled it down to take a sip of something, you know, everyone was respectful. And if someone wasn't wearing, if you were like, hey, would you mind? They're like, yeah, no problem. Like,
what does the future hold for Sheeptown? What's the next thing, especially going into the winter season and kind of transitioning from, you know, outside venue weather to, you know, to something different.
The second it snows here, we're done until spring. But there was also talk, Courtney kind of gave us the idea to try to like collaborate with like other venues in the area to like book with them, like Townskate in Scotia. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we have 3 more shows booked for this season. We have one on October 29th. It's like a Halloween cover show. And then we have 2 in November that are both going to be inside.
Social media contacts for people to follow and get involved in the next show or event.
On Facebook, we're just Sheeptown. We listed it as a bus line for some reason because we were trying to be funny. And then I think our Instagram, it's sheep with a period and then town. We post like all our show flyers there.
Yeah.
You can like DM us if you have questions and whatnot. We have a Halloween cover show. Check out the Instagram to see what's going on for that. And then Monday, November 8th, this band from New Jersey called Hit Like a Girl. They're kind of big in like the emo scene right now. They're going to be playing here. And then I believe November 16th, we have a touring band from Connecticut with a couple locals that are going to play. It's going to be great. And then we're going to be done until the spring.
Checking back in with Courtney from Null Void. She lets us know what it was really all about and what we can look forward to in the future.
I just wanted to kind of have a fun thing with my friends, like just have like a fun festival with the people closest to me and anybody else that wanted to join in on that fun. And I'm grateful for all the things that I learned and that all the people that helped me, my friend Devin, my friend Josh, they are DJ Mercy and Devin BPM. They both were integral in putting this festival together. Mike Lanny and Oz Alone were also integral initial concepts for it. Sheeptown, obviously, and all the artists that played, like, I couldn't have been able to do any of that without them, or Fifth Place, or Social Propaganda, the two vendors that were there, which are two of my very close, I'm very close with both of those brands. And it was just nice to have a night of community, like just community together and togetherness that was not barred by genre or by like anything.
Any last words or anything else, info that you want to get out there to the people that we didn't cover?
I have an album coming out I make techno and EDM under the name Cordyceps. That album is called Poison Oak, and it will be out on 11/11 on Spotify, Apple Music, all streaming services, Bandcamp. If you download from Bandcamp, you get an extra bonus track. I also just want to thank you for wanting to sit down and talk to me, and I'm super excited to hear this and to continue to follow the Sanctuary for Independent Media and all the things you guys do. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
This has been Jody Cowan for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.